I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, he is having one of the best months ever. He is Mike Norvell, Memphis football coach. He joins us now. Coach, how are you?
Man, doing well. Obviously, like you mentioned, we got off to a great start here in the month of June. It's been you know, fun watching our guys the way they've approached this summer workouts, the growth that we've seen, you know, building off spring practice, and having some great days in recruiting as well. So it's been a great month so far.
It definitely has. When you are out there pounding the pavement and you are preaching the gospel about Memphis football and everything that comes with the program, what have you found, Coach, that resonates the most with some of the guys that you're recruiting?
Well, the thing that's exciting is just the brand is really building to an all-time high, and that's something that we take a great deal of pride in. I know my first year, people were just getting to know Memphis football, and now that we've shown that we've been able to sustain the success and really elevate the program to what I would say is probably an all-time high nationally. It's something that recruits are excited about. They're excited about the future. They're excited about the opportunities that they can find here. But it's a great time to be a Memphis Tiger, and I think that's showing in every sports program that we have. And you tip your cap to Penny Hardaway and what the basketball staff has been able to do, and that too just helps every program because the brand speaks for itself.
It's interesting that you mentioned the basketball program. Like, is that something that I don't know, maybe you don't use it, but subconsciously it helps you with the, I mean, have people brought that up to you, like prospects, Memphis basketball? Is that something that you've heard in the course of recruiting?
Well, I mean, honestly, probably not specifically to that, but I mean,
right.
I'm all about Memphis, and that's the best thing about this place, the community, the city, the university. I mean, every sports program, that's what we represent, and that's people from outside of our city don't understand that until they get a chance to experience it. And that's why you see Coach Hardaway and his staff, I mean, it's incredible. It makes me that much more proud to be a Memphis Tiger, because it shows the potential that we all have. And we want to hold up our end of our obligation to represent the city in a first-class manner, and we're excited about what the future holds for our Tiger football team.
That's what I wondered, Coach, is when it comes to what you're telling them. I wrote this down this morning, that what's the key to it for you when you're explaining it to your new staff members? Hey, we got this thing on a roll now. We've got this brand where we want it. It's still growing, obviously, but we've gotten it to a level higher than it's ever been before. Like, what do you tell them? Is it selling them Memphis and the program? Is it them, hey, we're going to develop you at a level no one else is going to do. You're so successful at it. I want to know what the key has been for you.
Well, the key is all about the individual experience, and that's something we take a great deal of pride in, is trying to identify the right prospects that fit Memphis.
Yep.
And we talk a lot about the family atmosphere, but really, that people kind of take that two different ways. Our family style approach is being an all-inclusive program. How we do things off the field, how we do it in the classroom, how we do it on the field. That's something that we focus a great deal of time on, because I want young men to come into this program and push themselves to be successful in every aspect.
Yep.
And I think that you see, I mean, this past semester we had a program high team GPA, and for the history of Memphis Tiger football to be right at a 2.9 team GPA, That's something that I take a great deal of pride in. But it's going to show up in the win column because our kids know that they're going to challenge themselves in every aspect. And so as we're out there identifying young men, it's all about presenting them the individual experience that they're going to have. And I really don't care who else has offered them. I don't care what other logos they throw out there because at the end of the day, it's all about the fit. And that's what we've been able to really tie together, as we've recruited over the years and continuing on this year.
Is the time after you get them committed, Coach, does it get more stressful in the sense that the ones you really want to keep on, it's almost different in football. We've talked about this a little bit. Basketball, typically you get them committed. For the most part, it's going to be hands-off from the other guys. Some stuff goes on in football. They're still coming at your guys. And I just wondered, do you almost have to turn up after you get them committed to keep them committed? You know what I'm saying? Especially in the spot that you're in.
Well, you put the target on their back. Now everybody knows all the other schools. They basically
did that work.
They know who they have to compete against and what they try to punch holes through. But as we go through this process, we really try to block out all the other things. And I mean, we're very honest in our approach of what we do and how we recruit. I tell our guys, how challenging it's going to be. And, it's like I said, it's an all-inclusive type of program. And so really anybody that comes after them, there's times that things have changed in the past once we've had a guy committed, but we continue to pour everything we have into building the relationships. Yep. and that's something that usually stands through the test of time.
We are, of course, talking to Memphis football coach Mike Norvell. Tigers certainly set up to have a very special season next year. What's most impressive about what you're doing on the recruiting trail, I think, is that you have had to replace so many assistants over the course of your time here at Memphis. And that's good for you, right? Like, you want your coaches to go on to get good opportunities. But how is it possible that you have to sort of replace as many guys as you have, yet you have not missed a beat? In fact, you're only getting stronger in recruiting.
Well, I mean, the brand hasn't changed, and obviously the message hasn't changed. That's one of the key focuses of my job is personnel, and it's whether it's attracting quality coaches, attracting quality student athletes. I mean, I believe in what we're doing. I believe in the culture that's been established and that we're continuing to try to build. And so, it's all about evaluation, and that's something that we spend a lot of time on as a staff. And obviously, whenever I'm looking at who to hire when I have to replace a coach, it's about making sure we get the right people. And our focus here is every day we're just trying to be the best version of ourselves. And when you find like-minded individuals that are going to approach how they recruit, obviously coach their players, how they develop the relationships there, and each and every day we can be the example to our football team, then it gives us a chance to continue to grow.
There was some scheduling news earlier this month or last month. Arkansas is going to come on the schedule, a 2-for-1 in several years from now. But I'm most interested in sort of your philosophy on that, Coach. You are a Power 5 head coach, so you certainly understand the challenges when it comes to scheduling really good non-conference games. What is your philosophy on home and homes, 2-for-1s with Power 5 schools? Like, where do you come down on the philosophy of 2-for-1 versus home and home?
For me, it's all about the regional fit. And, that's something that I really, when I look at it, I don't care so much about the 2-for-1. I mean, you look at the Arkansas deal. I mean, we're getting a 2-for-1, but we're also going to get $1 million for the second road trip. That's a win for our program. It's a win for Memphis. And then we know that, that game that when we host, an SEC opponent, it's going to push being a sellout. It's going to be a great game, a great atmosphere for our fans, for our players. Those are the games we want to have. And so I don't get too caught up in the 2-for-1, but I mean I don't want to play a 2-for-1 where we're traveling all the way across the country and it's not going to be productive for our fan base. Or we've got a great brand and we've got an exciting style of football that we play, so I'm all about the regional matchups.
But it sounds so, like, for example, like an SEC school, for example, like that to you, it sounds like that makes sense to you. For if it has to be a 2-for-1, that's something that makes sense to you.
Like I said, it's always specific to the team, to the matchup. To we are right here in the heart of a lot of the Southeastern Conference schools, and so those are easy natural ties.
Right.
But there's still schools that are in other conferences that I think that would be appealing to. But at the end of the day, it's all about the experience for our players, for our fans. And when we want quality matchups, that we can go out there and continue to compete at an extremely high level.
Coach, I figure it's probably a long list, but right there at the top, guys you're most excited about in terms of you touched on strides they've made this offseason. A couple guys there at the forefront that you just can't wait to see them in helmets and get it strapped up, guys that made the biggest strides?
Well, I think looking at our offensive line group up front, I mean, we have to replace three starters on the O-line, but I mean, I was really pleased with the development of some of our young guys and the depth that we're trying to establish there. Obina Eze, coming out of spring as our starting left tackle, has really come on at a high level. Dustin Woodard, who started 40 plus games in his career, moving over to the center position and really having just a seamless transition there. Dylan Parham, who's coming back, but then some guys that are trying to establish themselves. That's been a fun group to watch. The same on the flip side with the defensive line. We were able to add some key pieces. Everybody knows about Bryce Huff, and he's one of the top leaders in sacks in the country last year, and so he's returning. But then seeing the develop of the guys that the John Wilson, O'Brien Goodson, guys that have played a lot of football that are looking to take their game to the next level, and adding some key pieces in recruiting and as well as the development of some of our youth. Those are two areas we have to be good at, and I like what I've seen up to this point.
Coach, I need you to be honest with me. You don't get them this year, but you're going to miss rolling up those big numbers against UConn?
That's an interesting deal, and they were off the schedule for a little bit. So I think we made the most of our opportunities when
Hung 70 on them a couple of years. Was it 55 last year? No, what'd you think, Coach? Is that, I mean, I know it's a situation where you're sort of the AAC's making those decisions, and it sounds like, I know there's a lot to get figured out, but they're standing pat. Is that, the idea that it might be the top two teams as opposed to East-West? Is it, you just strap them up and play, and whatever you do, you whatever you got in front of you, you go win them?
That's exactly right. And we have a great conference. What we've done, on the football side of the American Conference has been incredible. Okay. I mean, obviously that's what all I can speak towards. Sure. But I mean, you sit there and you look at the competition that we see, how our teams have played out of conference opponents. It's an exciting brand of football. So, if there's, whether we replace them or don't replace them and play the play round robin side, that doesn't matter to me, because I know the product on the field is going to be a great one, and I'm excited about the future of our conference and where it's going.
Coach, I got one more for you. What would you say about the job that Tom Bowen did as athletic director?
Tom. Obviously, we had a good relationship during our time together, and I'm all forever be grateful for him and Dr. Rudd and the search committee that brought me here. I mean, that was one of the greatest experiences of my life, to be able to come and have this opportunity. And I wish him all the best in his future career endeavors. But was definitely grateful for the opportunity he gave me.
Coach, always good to catch up.
What y'all doing over there is a story every day of the week, Coach.
Congrats on all the success, man. Always good to catch up.
Thank you for this.
I appreciate you guys, and go Tigers.
Yes, sir. He is Mike Norvell, Memphis football coach. That's classic. He says, I think we made the most of those opportunities. Yes, they did.
That was a nice way to say
it. 70 and 55? I think in the last couple of years he had them. I know he hung 70 on them a couple of years ago.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.